Fighting in the Democratic Republic of Congo's North Kivu province has led to the displacement of more than a quarter of a million people in recent weeks, including tens of thousands across the borders into Rwanda and Uganda. The International Committee of the Red Cross has issued a statement expressing concern over the intensification of violence, calling on belligerents to respect the rights and property of civilians. Chris Altieri spoke with ICRC Public Relations Officer Marie Dejean-Corre.
Well, the situation in the two provinces of the Kivu has been very complex and volatile for several years. But what we have been seeing lately in terms of abuse of the civilian population is extremely worrying and contrary to all basic humanitarian principles. In certain areas, what we have seen in the last few months is an increase in the ethnic character of certain attacks, meaning that people are targeted for the only reason that they belong to a specific ethnic group. And this is a cause of serious concern for us.
The security situation is also, you say, making it much more difficult for the ICRC and for the Congolese Red Cross to reach those most in need.
Indeed, the fighting and the insecurity, and also for our Congolese colleagues, either working for the Democratic Republic of the Congo Red Cross or for medical centers or medical services, the fear of being targeted really jeopardized their work. Some areas are very difficult to assess, and for some people it's very difficult to try to rescue someone, because the simple fact of wanting to rescue someone can be a danger.
In fact, you also mentioned that performing very basic sort of tasks of mercy that are also necessary from a hygiene point of view. Burying the dead, for example, is something that has exposed now for several weeks your volunteers to considerable risk. Do you have an idea of how much more you can take before your ability is effectively compromised?
Well, that's very difficult to say. For the time being, we are still underground supporting health centers and hospitals. The medical staff and the aid workers, they are under a lot of pressure because they are themselves in sometimes a very difficult situation. But we are carrying on our work and for the time being, we are underground.
Is there anything you need from the international community? Is there anything that the international community can do that it is not doing to aid you in your mission?
Well, what's very important is that we are really calling upon the warring parties to respect and to spare the civilian population, and to make sure that aid and rescue can reach the people who are the most in need. So it's very important that this support also comes from whoever can support this this call that we are making today.